Our next guest won three different Stanley Cups with three different squads, knows the BC area well, currently a player development coach for the Pittsburgh Penguins. It's the veteran of 22 NHL seasons. What a great career. Mark Recchi joins us on Braden Walker. It's great to have you on our show again. Thanks for doing this for us.
No problem, guys. Thanks for having me.
How are things out there? No one. By the way, what year did Kamloops? I know Windsor just did this with Ryan Ellis. Did they call you back as a pro and retire your number eight, or was that soon after you became an NHLer, or was it a lot later?
No, it was a couple of years after. I think like 2 or 3 years after I left Kamloops.
Awfully flattering, huh?
Oh, it's unbelievable. Amazing thing. Definitely, to see your number go up there. You know, being a hometown boy, it was pretty special.
Mark Recchi joins us on Braden Walker. So yesterday on the show, we have, and it's funny, it's such a long time ago, and you're at different spots in your careers, but I had, yes, forgotten that Brian Trotsche was one of your teammates in Pittsburgh. He told us a couple stories. What do you remember about Trotsche Penguin version?
Oh, man, he was awesome. He was my idol growing up, so to actually get to play with him was incredible. I tell a story all the time, but I sat between Joey Mullen and him. Bob Johnson put me between those two guys, the second year we won the cup, actually, in 91. And so I sat between those guys, and Trotz was loved to tell stories, and he was awesome, and Joey Mullen was a little quieter, but, super guy. But, I'd always, I'd sit there, and I had so much respect for him that that Trotz would be telling stories, and we'd be talking, just the three of us, and I wouldn't go out on the ice until, they were done talking. And God, I would think I was late half the time, but Badger Bob never said a thing to me about being, a minute too late for practice, because he knew I was in there sitting there with them. And I think there was a method to his madness being around those guys.
It's funny, that Penguins team, I still think, and you were gone by then because you ended up in Philadelphia, but I still look and... Mm-hmm. The Islanders beating Pittsburgh, like, we just felt like that was the next dynasty. And I'll always remember a Friday night game watching Scotty Bowman walk off the ice and just thinking, it's incredible, because once Mario won two with that group and you were on that first group that won, you just felt like they were going to be just like the Islanders were when we were kids, or just like the Canadians were when we were kids. And then the Stanley Cup kind of moved around a lot the next few years.
Yeah, it did. And, it was too bad. And I think you talk to a few of them now, they felt that was probably their best team they had the year they actually lost. So, to the Islanders in seven games. And, I was actually at game seven watching it. And I was supposed to meet a couple of them after for dinner and that. But, that was a tough one. But, yeah, you definitely thought they were going to go on a string of things for sure.
Mark Recchi, our guest, 577 NHL goals, the three cup rings. Tell us when you look back, Mark, how did you take your trades? Like when you move around in hockey, there's wow, I'm a valuable commodity and somebody really wants me, and wow, that's a lot to give up for me. And then there's the like you go back to Philadelphia, when you went back the second time, you're like, well, what the hell did you trade me for 4 years ago for? How did you handle them at the given time?
Yeah, well, it's like you say, you don't burn your bridges, that's for sure. And no, it was great. I mean, every time, things happen for a reason, my first time I got traded from Pittsburgh to Philly, I got to be great friends with Rick Tocchet after the trade, and I was happy he got an opportunity to win a cup because he's such a great guy, and he was a great teammate, and we actually ended up playing together at some point. So, and then I get the shocker was, I didn't expect to get traded from Philadelphia to Montreal. But it was great. I got to play in the Montreal Forum, and then I was shocked when I got. Well, I wasn't as shocked when I got traded back. I mean, there was a little bit of contract issue going back and forth, and I was going to be a free agent, and I ended up getting traded back to Philly. And I think things worked out great from that point. After that,
Mark Recchi joins us on Braden Walker, Sportsnet 590 The Fan, and Sportsnet 360. Hockey Day in Canada goes in Kamloops, BC tomorrow. So, I mean. In his later years, we celebrated the longevity of Chris Chelios. But even then, I mean, he's playing in the American Hockey League and loves the game. We look at Jaromir Jagr now, and he's a very, very good player, an NHL All-Star still. Now, you are 22 in 1991. You had a great season in Pittsburgh. You led that team in scoring, and there's an 18-year-old rookie in Jaromir Jagr putting up 57 points. Did you have any idea that here is a guy well past 40? I think he scored his 16th goal last night.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously you never expect that, but you saw his talent. I mean, he was raw then, and, you know, he was as raw as you get coming over from Czechoslovakia. But you could see his talent, but the thing about it is you could see his work ethic. I mean, he had an incredible work ethic. He wanted to get stronger. He wanted to get better. He had a great guy. We traded for Jura Hirdina that year, and he was a huge influence on him. It really helped. And then he was also, playing with Brian Trotche most of the year. So, I mean, you got guys like that, but you'd never expect to play. I mean, he's 44 years old right now, and, he still can control games, and, it's scary. It just shows you how, he's just kept himself incredibly fit, and he's done great things there.
Mark Recchi, kind enough to join us. Brady and Walker in Kamloops tomorrow for Hockey Day in Canada. Edmonton, Montreal is the first game at 2:00. Tell us about the Pittsburgh season. It's not about how you start, but how you finish. And I guess you guys might have looked and from top to bottom thought, well, the first 20 games, a lot of injuries, a lot of issues, a lot of guys getting settled into new roles, new lines, new teammates, whatever. It looks like it's settled a little bit, and there's been a lot more winning before the break, and you guys won your first one after the break as well.
Yeah, there's definitely been a lot of, it's been an interesting year for sure. But, you know, Mike Sullivan's come in and done a great job. And Mike Johnson is a great hockey person, a great guy. You feel bad for him. But, Mike Sullivan's come in and added a different presence in the dressing room, and they've responded to it. And he's done a terrific job. And they've just kind of, they're taking that, they're believing in they're trusting the coach and how he's asking them to play. And now they're seeing the results. They didn't see the results at first, but I think, the pace of play, the pace they practice now, everything's just kind of falling into place. I mean, they're a little banged up this weekend. I found out yesterday as well that, Malkin's going to be out for the weekend. Fair's out for a while. I mean, those are tough losses, but, that's when you have a system and hopefully the young guys come up. They've all had Sullivan, which was a good thing, a lot of these young guys. So Sullivan trusts them, and they come in, and they can just hopefully come in and fill in and do a great job.
So you win a cup in 06 in Carolina, and at the time, the linchpins, some of the stars there are younger guys. There's Eric Staal at 100 points, and there's Cam Ward, who won you Conn Smythe. Those two guys are still there, but here we are getting to the end of their contracts. It's interesting when you win so young, right? What's next? Like, do you keep in touch with those guys? Assess their personalities and maybe what's next for them with maybe a non-playoff team in Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, they're both great guys. I mean, I Jordan Staal lived with me, so I, actually before I got traded to Carolina, it was after, but anyways, I got to know the Stahls very well, and I think they're, I'm not sure what's going to happen, but they're both good guys. They're both competitive guys, and I know Cam Ward's had a very good year. I think depth-wise goaltending, I think he could really help somebody. His contract might be a little issue, but, in terms of salary cap, and same as Eric, it's just hard in the salary cap world to make those type of deals, and especially when they're big cap numbers. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, but they're both great guys, and they would help anybody. And, if Carolina does fall out of it a little bit, I mean, they'd be guys that really could help somebody, get over the top, that's for sure.
We've talked about that before, that sort of whole, Steve Yzerman, I guess we count Joe Sakic in, like 20 years. So you're 22 years, but yet, you moved around and had different experiences, and sometimes that's what life's about. You're probably really thankful you had that, as opposed to when you look at Eric in Carolina or even sit in Pittsburgh and go, well, I don't know. Like for some people, that's their goal is, hey, 20 years, same place, wouldn't want to move, love it here. And some people like that new experience and love the new thing of working with new people and learning new things, right?
Absolutely. And there's different mentalities. Some guys are content, like Eric's won a cup. Maybe he's content just staying in Carolina. I'm not sure. I don't, he's a competitive guy. I think he would, want to still try and win, but, you never know. Like, I know that, you talked about, Matt Sundin back then, he didn't want to move because he didn't want to be a rental and all that thing. Like, everybody has different philosophies and different thoughts and these guys have an opportunity. I mean, Shane Doan's another one who's a great friend who is in Arizona. Like, they're kind of falling out of it. Is he going to get an opportunity to go? Or, I mean, or is he just want to, you know, get, you know, be known as playing in one spot or one organization anyways. So it's just, you know, it's different how, you know, different people think different and, you know, there's no right or wrong. It's just, you know, what their thought process is, if that's more important than anything.
So Mark, when you look back, if you could have, I don't know the history of your no movement clauses, but if you could have blocked a trade, if someone said, this is what we're doing, if you could have said, no, not happening, I'm going to use the clause here. And then maybe you would have regretted it. Maybe you ended up in a situation that was just fantastic for you and your future and your family, et cetera.
Yeah, no, I never actually had any, you know, you get to a point, you know, there's, you know, when I got traded to Carolina, Craig Patrick was awesome to me. He says, you know, hey, just give me a list of teams. Or actually he came to me and says, I have these teams. Is there anybody that you don't want to go to? And, you know, I was like, basically, no, I'm fine. You know, like just, you know, had become friends and it was like, you make the decision and it ended up being Carolina and it worked out unbelievable. And then, you know, other times where, you know, I had no moves, no trades, and I was getting older and it had an impact. I couldn't go anywhere. I couldn't, you know, just go prove myself. And unfortunately, Atlanta picked me up on waivers 1 year. It kind of gave me a rebirth a little bit. And I was able to kind of move forward from there.
A quick question about Montreal. You were traded in and then you were traded out and you spent parts of, I want to say, 5 seasons there. And mostly on decent teams, at least playoff caliber teams. Do you have any appreciation, having been in the market, with how difficult it would be right now with that club and what we've seen the last few months?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough situation. I mean, you know, just everything there. I mean, it's a wonderful, first of all, I would never replace the experience. It was awesome. I mean, I got to play in the Forum and then move to the new building. You know, so I got a lot of that history and then, you know, they expect a lot, which is great. I mean, they, you know, I think they love people that compete and play the right way. And if you do that, they're generally pretty good, but this, you know, a little funk they're in right now is, you know, unfortunately it just looks like Carey Price is, they don't have Carey Price. You're not a very good team and that's not a good thing. Like, you know, he's that, you know, if a goaltender makes that much of a difference, then, you know, then you really aren't that good of a team and you kind of have to look around and say,
yeah,
you know, where are we here? Like if we have to rely on that one guy that much, then where are we as a team and as an organization? We might have to rethink about, you know, what we have here. So,
Mark Recchi, our guest, amazing career, 3 Stanley Cup championships, 22 years, a 154-point season with Kamloops Blazers. How many of your 61 goals did Greg Hoggard assist on that year? 59?
62.
a ton. Yeah, a lot of them for sure. Yeah, we had the alumni game last night, and he, you know, it was just like, it felt like we, you know, had played. He sprung me for a breakaway. It was awesome. So, you know, he kind of, you know, in the neutral zone, he turned around and zipped one, ran. I split the D, and it was perfect. So it was like we hadn't missed a beat for, you know, from 30 years ago.
He had a very steady career.
I feel like that alumni game would be better in a few years, but all these guys in their late 30s are still producing in the NHL.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, it'll be
5 years from now.
Absolutely. You get Shane and Doan and Ingrinla, and you get a few guys like that. Yeah, definitely. You know, it definitely would be better.
What a pleasure to have you on today. Thanks for doing this, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow on the television. Thanks again, Mark.
Awesome, guys. Have a great day.